Tim Ridley Show.
It is time for Retention Attention with our good friend Jackie McManus. Jackie, good morning to you.
Hey, Tim. Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing good. I can't believe we're almost in Memorial Day weekend.
I know. I mean, it seems like we just got into year 2022. Now we're close to halfway through.
It's just wild. My mother always told me growing up, she's like, enjoy your time now, because as you become an adult, time just has a way of flying. Day by day just gets faster and faster.
Yes, it does. It really does. And next thing you know, we'll look up and it'll be Christmas and, you know, starting it to a new year. But, you know, I was thinking about something that could actually maybe slow it down in our minds anyway. And I can meet you in Iowa and we can pick up that truck that Astro Boy was just talking about. And we could just take the show on the road and we interview drivers at truck stops. And that would be great. Just kind of take life slow.
You know what, Tim? Sign me up. That sounds like a beautiful summer.
Absolutely.
We can make a TikTok video.
There you go. We can do that. That'll work. Well, as always, you know, I know the drivers, they look forward to hearing from you. And by the way, our number is 615-292-6366. So why don't you just throw the question out, Jackie, and then after which... tell us what you've been learning since we've last spoken.
Sure. Yeah, I first and foremost, I absolutely just appreciate and have so much gratitude being on this show. It's such a great opportunity for me to hear from drivers. And I want to hear from drivers. I want to hear, you know, how they got into industry and why they're staying or maybe not staying with a trucking company. You know, what are the good things that trucking companies are doing to help retain their drivers? You know, there's been such an emphasis on the driver shortage for so long, but really we have a really, really, really strong issue with the retention. There's just such a big turnover within the industry. And so I want to hear from drivers, you know, what's keeping you at your current carrier, or maybe what's not, you know? What are some reasons that companies are losing drivers so quickly?
Great question. 615-292-6366. The lines are already blazing, and so I know you're going to have a lot of great weigh-ins on this. So what have you learned since we last spoken in terms of what companies are doing and how they're doing in terms of retaining the drivers?
Yeah, you know, Tim, companies right now, that's the million-dollar question. A lot of companies right now, we're trying to focus, and helping them focus on streamlining the whole onboarding process. We're finding that drivers, the conversation that they have with a recruiter and then the conversation that they may have with a dispatcher are two different conversations. And that is a big deterrent and why a lot of drivers are leaving companies, because they're saying, hey, the crew said I'm signing up for this. And once they get their first load and get dispatched, it's a different story. And, you know, that, you know, within that first week, that first 30 days, if you're losing drivers, it's not a driver issue. That's a company communication issue.
Right.
And so what we're trying to establish is obviously we need to bring more folks into certain trucking companies. But let's break down that communication and make sure that the driver fully understands what their job is. And not what the senior position is at that company, right? But what does that position look like? What is that specific route? And we're having a lot of carriers create, let's call it an expectation sign-off. This is exactly what you should expect. This is exactly what the recruiter went over. And they're reiterating that through the onboarding process and having a sign-off between the company and the carrier, and the driver. And, you know, it's not legally blinding, but it's the fact that they both went over exactly what the driver should expect. So So there shouldn't be anything that kind of pops out of nowhere and is unexpected to the driver, and they know exactly what they're getting into. And so, you know, we're really trying to bridge that gap in the communication within that first conversation with the recruiter and then the first conversation with the dispatcher.
It's kind of ironic that you're saying all this, because I believe it was last week one of our callers mentioned something similar to that, in terms of he was told one thing, or she was told one thing and got the orientation, it was something totally different. And I think hers was the email. I'm sorry, it was the guy that called in, I believe it was. But anyway, that's another thing, as you get older, you know, as life goes on, your memory goes too. But I had that conversation last week, you know, and they were completely, it was totally different than what the recruiter said. So yeah, and that's something that is truly important. We're going to pull over for a moment to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Jackie McManus is with us. What's keeping you with your company, and also what can a company do to better retain the drivers? 615-292-6366. This is Tim Ridley on SiriusXM. All right, Jackie, are you ready to head to the phone lines?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Kentucky Flatbedder is our first caller. Kentucky Flatbedder, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning.
I'm a lease operator, and I mean, I'm with a small company that's owned by a bigger company, but at least with a smaller company, what I like with them is the fact that, number one, they care about us. They care how we're feeling. If we're not feeling right that day, okay. You know, if you're tired, you want to pull over, fine. I mean, in my industry, I haul machinery, so it's a little different. I have a daily appointment, not a hourly appointment. But they know if you're not feeling right, or you don't feel the load safe, or you just, you know, something's wrong with this, they listen to the driver, and they work with the driver. I guess they put the driver first. That's my thing.
They put the driver first. I love that.
I've always been leery of any company that offers a huge sign-on bonus. Why are you offering that much money to get a driver to come to you? And Colonel, you know, never trust a recruiter. Come on.
Hey, some recruiters you can't trust.
We don't trust recruiters. I was almost right out of high school. I go in the Air Force, I ought to be flying jets, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They have those big, beautiful pictures behind them and show you where you can be, and yeah, you get there, it's a little bit different.
Now, my wife, she still got her CDL, but she tried going on. She was promised with a major carrier it was going to be a local route, but she went out on training. They would train her local. She'd be home each night because it was running local route. And when she got to orientation, they were like, well, no, you're not going to be doing that now. You're going to be going out 3 weeks with the mail driver. We'll put you up in a hotel each night, but you got to find your way back and forth to the truck. Then that Thursday came, and, you know, they said, well, we don't know about your schooling, you know, because it was accredited college. And they said, can you come back up Friday and we'll check? And she's like, no, I'm done with you guys. You done lied to me. You know, just be straight up. You know, if it's all peaches and cream, something's wrong.
Yep,
you know,
exactly.
Tell the drivers what you're about.
Yeah,
oh, sorry, go ahead, Jackie.
Yeah, just be up front.
Yeah, no,
I mean, if you're going to a reefer company, if somebody's going on to a reefer company, one of the big ones, Tim, you know, be straight with the driver. Hey, you may be sitting for 8 hours in some places waiting
right
to get loaded.
Yeah.
You know, be honest. Don't tell the guys, you know, we'll give you this. Just tell me what the good and bad is, and I'll decide. I find talking to other drivers, and granted, you can get the pros and cons from all of them. I know some drivers don't care for the company that I'm with right now. It's each driver how they run. If you bust your butt for the company, they're going to bust your butt for you. That's what I've found.
Yep.
But that's my personal experience. Everybody's different. I just say, you know, treat your driver. I got a fleet manager. She knows not to offer me anything that's ridiculously cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, well, no, you know. But they look out for me, so on occasion, I'll take a bad load to help them out, get them out. They got to get this load covered or something. Okay, I'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they take care of you.
Yeah, it's a good give and take.
You know, I've got my fleet manager's cell phone number. I have my GM's cell phone number, although he's getting ready to leave the company for health reasons at the end of the month, which is sad. But they give us, you know, anything wrong, call me. You know, my fleet manager, if something, yeah, an emergency comes up, I can get hold of her or text her that at night, after hours. You know, if we can't get hold of the nighttime dispatch, small company. That shows me a lot. I'm going to try not to bother you, but at least I can get in touch with you. You're not going home at 4 o'clock, and I'm left high and dry.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, Kentucky, plan
That's
better. We appreciate
so,
you, brother.
Thank you, guys. God bless.
Sure. Thank
be
you.
Be
God
safe
bless.
Out there. All right. Kyle, he is with us, and Kyle is a first-time caller. And, Kyle, good morning to you. Thanks for calling in, and you're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
Awesome. So I also drive flatbed. I've been driving a little less than a year. And my experience, my first fleet manager, I was to the point where I was going to quit driving altogether and get a different job. And I switched fleet managers, and the communication between my fleet manager and I is what's actually kept me with the company. He treats me like a person and not like a number. You know, if I have a concern, I have a question, or, you know, something's going on, he actually, you know, helps me instead of, well, you know, this is the load, you got to get it there. Like, you know, there's that interaction. You know, it's an interaction, not a transaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's powerful, you know, that's totally powerful, where you feel that you're being heard, and, you know, it's a human-to-human, you know, communication at that point. And that's really the secret, the key to retaining any employee at any size of the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one thing that working in other industries I've noticed is, you know, if you have that communication and you have it where it's on a personal level, even if it's about business, by having it on that personal level, it makes it where, you know, the employee is invested, and they're, whether it's a fleet manager or an actual manager, you know, whoever it may be, it seems like both of them are invested in regards to the job and each other. And so that, I think companies definitely need to work on that to be able to help retain drivers. You know, if you got a driver and they don't feel heard, they don't feel like the company cares about them, they're not going to care about the company.
Yep, exactly, exactly. It's a two-way street, really, you know, and so it's two-way communication, and that really, you really definitely hit that on the head. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
All right.
You too,
brother. Be safe out there. Thanks again for your call. New Mexico Redneck is with us. Good morning to you, brother. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Well, good morning, Mr. Reverend. No, it's like the last call Kyle just said, it's a give and take. Same thing what Chucky Flatbetter said. It's a give and take. You give a little, they'll give it right back. Last company I drove for him for almost 2 years. The recruiter lied to her teeth on the get-go. Orientation.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go now. Orientation, recruiter, almost similar. If you get to the road, then you find a whole new ballpark. Last guy I drove for, they said no forced dispatch. If I don't want to take it, I didn't have to. Mm-hmm. Bull hockey.
Yeah.
This company I'm with right now, I've known the owner of the company for 4 years prior, before me starting here. He pulled strictly flatbed and dry van. He was on me from day one. And I've gotten to know the guy. He's a really good guy. Fantastic. We're a small company. Heck, I can tell you right now, I have 4 dispatchers. Yesterday. I'm taking it out to San Diego. I pick up another one. I pick up another one today in Vista, California, and I'll run that all the way out to Tennessee, out by Memphis. There's my mom right there. I want home time. I'm home on time, if not a day early. I'm not home late. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, he offered me a sign-on bonus. I said, yeah, okay, whatever. You just pay me what you say you're going to pay me. He's paying me what he said he's going to pay me. I'm making 54 cents a mile. I'm happy. I'm making money. Yep. I am making money. I'm happy. Exactly. And after 1 year, I am eligible to become an owner-operator with him. I'll buy a truck from him, and I will pay what he paid for the truck. Not a penny more, not a penny less.
Right.
At that point, that's where I'll start really making good money, 100% fuel surcharge, 80% of the load. You can't beat that. And he's right around, and the yard is right around the corner from my house. I can take the truck home.
Well, that makes a
and
big difference.
And stocked up as I get ready to go.
But New Mexico Redneck, we appreciate you, brother. We're going to have to get ready to roll.
Yeah,
but thank you so much for your
much
call, my
call
friend,
in.
And thanks for weighing in on this. Be safe out there. And Jackie, your time has flown by and during this segment as the months are flying by, but always a pleasure.
I know.
Yeah, it really is.
Pleasure. It was so great chatting with you, and I'll talk to you in a couple weeks.